This is a stage managed incident whereby NDC people are trying to look for sympathy by fighting against each other, disguised as perhaps ZANU-PF people. But in reality, ZANU-PF is in no way receiving any threat from the so-called NDC, because the so-called NDC is now a name or a title that belongs to only those leaders that are enjoying the little donor funds that are coming through to them. But otherwise, in reality, there is no way someone who supports the ZANU-PF feels threatened by anyone calling himself or herself NDC, because really, in terms of the politics of this country, NDC's history, it's gone, it's dead and buried.
But Mr. Ngwenya, some of the victims are claiming that they know some of the ZANU-PF activists who actually attacked them. So how then can you say maybe they are making up a story here?
Yes, it's because it's a stage managed thing. They know those people who attacked them because they belong to the same party. The other two people are disguised as ZANU-PF, what if they are not? They know each other, of course. So if they are really genuine, why didn't they go to the police and make those people arrested?